This Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha, this Eid al-Adha. Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity in your life. Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wa al-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, welcome back to another program, another episode of Intellectual Geniuses. Let's begin by listening to a benefit in sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the one to be the closest to me on the day of judgment shall be he who recites the most salawat upon me in the world. For you to recite the Ruh Sharif salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world, it shall grant you closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the afterlife, in the Akhirah. My dear viewers, make it a habit to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, my dear viewers, previously we have spoken about two intellectual geniuses, one the greatest of all mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. And another example we gave from the life of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Undoubtedly, there are many more examples, incidents, which can be spoken from their lives. But I would also like to give examples from the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Intellectual geniuses, with sort of defined it in the previous episode. It's not only having knowledge, but along with knowledge, the ability to apply and to understand the knowledge. The ability to apply the knowledge. And also something which comes hand in hand is wisdom. The ability to perform the correct act in the right form and manner. In the correct manner at the correct time. Yes, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, intellectual geniuses, who shall we be speaking about today? Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we shall come to one of the greatest of all companions. After the Prophet, the greatest of all people, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It said that while Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was that one individual who migrated along with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, along, yes, with one or two others, but from amongst the great companions, he was the one, along with his slave, along with a guide. Now, when he was coming with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that he was riding behind the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, as they were coming towards Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. And many individuals, they recognized Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a businessman. He would regularly travel to Syria. And my dear viewers, Syria is north, is on the way, or Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara is on the pathway towards Syria, towards Al-Sham, or greater Syria in them days. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's been there many a time. Now, the people, they recognized Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, but they did not recognize the person with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They did not recognize Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had not seen him before. It was a time when there was a lot of danger, there was a threat, so they went in secrecy. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu could not tell that this is Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He could not say this to them. The people asked, so who is this person? He replied, huwa hadi. He is my guide, Yahdini, who is guiding me. Dear viewers, this answer which Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu has given, yes, in terms of the time, the manner is a separate matter, but very quickly and such a brilliant answer. Why? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu did not lie. He said that he is my guide, which is true. He is the guide for all of people. He is the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a messenger. He is a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu had spoken the truth. And while speaking the truth, he spoke with wisdom. He spoke with intellect. Also a very quick response. He is my guide, my dear viewers. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ultimately is the guide. Another example is Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also a judge. So there are many incidents in the life of Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem which can be spoken about. Some are really brilliant now, especially for those of you that may love maths. Listen to this carefully. Let's see if you can solve this before I give the answer. Many viewers of Madani channel, the brilliance of Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem is mentioned that there were three brothers. Their father possessed 17 camels and then the father had passed away. Within the father's will, it was written that he has three children. The eldest of the children should be given half of my camels. The middle child should be given a third of all my camels, and the youngest of them should be given a ninth of my camels. So when that person had passed away and the three brothers, when they read the will of their father, they thought to themselves, our father has 17 camels. How are we going to share this equally without having to kill a camel? As soon as you kill a camel, then its worth no longer remains. It's close to being worthless. It's just worth the meat of a camel. Generally, a camel is very, very expensive, my dear viewers. Extremely expensive. And very, it plays a huge role. You could consider it to play the role of a car as well as the role of food or milk, my dear viewers. This is how much it brings in. It's not just a camel as we would possibly think of a camel today. No. Camels were very expensive. A person who possessed one camel was considered to be an average to a wealthy person. A person who possessed one camel. So they didn't wish to split it. So they were confused. What were we supposed to do? 17 camels, if we were to half it, then it would become 8.5. So you would have to slaughter one camel and half the camel. It wouldn't work out. A third, 17 divided by 3, you can't divide it by 3 properly. I know some people are trying to work out what's 17 divided by 3. Allahu Akbar, it's just under 6, my dear viewers. You can't. It's not a whole number. And the third child who is to get a ninth, how are you going to divide 17 by 9, how are you going to take out 1/9? It's not possible. Dear viewers, is it possible? Some of you would agree and say it's not possible. Do you have any idea? Imagine somebody was to come to you and ask you this. What would be your answer? I'll give you a moment to think about it. There are three brothers. There are 17 camels. One brother is to gain half of the camels. Another brother is to gain a third of the camels. The third brother is to gain a ninth of the camels. How are we going to give these to the children? To the sons? Allahu Akbar. Yes, they too, they're flabbergasted, they have no idea. They're perplexed, my dear viewers, as many of you would be. My dear viewers, then come across Hazrat Ali Murtada, Karamallahu Wajhahu Kareeman, intellectual genius, really, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they tell Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that this is the situation. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gives the answer. Have any of you found the answer? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, have a camel, I'll place my camel over here. He has his own one camel. There's also the 17 camels of theirs. But he says, I'll place my one camel over here. Not that he's giving it to them, but he's just placing his camel along with them. So now there's not 17, it's become 18. He says to the first son, you were to gain half. Okay, 18 divided by 2 is what? 9, if I'm correct. Allahu Akbar. He says, here you go, you take 9 camels. The other son, you were to gain a third. 18 divided by 3 is what? 6, 12, 18. So you get 6 camels, here you go. You take 6 camels. So the third son, you were supposed to get in 9. So 18 divided by 9 equals 2, here you go. 2 camels. So some people would be thinking, no, that's probably cheating. It's not 17 is divided. My dear viewers, the first son was given 9 camels. The second son was given 6 camels. 9 plus 6, do the math, is 15. The third son was given 2 camels. 9 plus 6 equals 15, plus 2 equals 17. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had given them their camels. As there was one camel left, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his own camel, he had taken home. Now Allahu Akbar, you and me, myself, when I read this, my dear viewers, and subhanAllah, a very long time ago, but honestly, I was thinking, no, there's no solution. But my dear viewers, this is a difference between just having knowledge and having intelligence, having wisdom, my dear viewers. Why? Because it allows you to think outside of the box. We were only thinking, no, it's just, there's no way. You can't divide 17 by 9, you can't divide it with a whole number, meaning leading you to a whole number. You cannot divide it by 3, you cannot divide it by 2, it's not possible. But Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he did not straight think, oh, 17, what's 17 divided by 9? Oh, you can't do it, no. He thought outside the box. And this is the difference between knowledge and intelligence, between knowledge and wisdom. Hazrat Ali al-Murtada, karamallahu wajhahu kareem. I'll give you another example, my dear viewers. So for those that found that one a bit difficult, let's see if you can find the answer to this one. Once, Hazrat Ali al-Murtada, karamallahu wajhahu kareem, the great Hazrat Ali, the Khalifa, the fourth Khalifa, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, again he was approached by two individuals who were arguing. These two people were arguing. What was their story? They tell the story to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They say that, oh Khalifa, oh Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we were both traveling, and the time came to eat, so we both sat to eat. I had 3, you could say, chapatis. I had 3 chapatis, and this person, he had 5 chapatis. There was another person who also came along the way, and that person wished to eat with us. So we decided to share our food with him. What did we do? Each and every single chapati, we divided it by 3. SubhanAllah, which is a good act. Look at the barakah. They could have thought, okay, I'll have a few chapatis, you have a few chapatis, you have a few chapatis. But they didn't do it like that, no. Everyone they divided. So, they divided each one by 3. They ate first one, they ate second one, third one, until all of them were eaten. Altogether there were 8. One person had 5, another person had 3. There were 8 chapatis altogether. Now that third person who had joined them, he thanks them, he He says, thank you for sharing your food with me. And he takes some money out. He takes out 8 dirhams. And he says, you know, you've given me food, here you go. This is 8 dirhams, you two can both share them between yourselves. So that third person, he leaves these two people are still here. Now these two people begin to argue. They begin to argue. One of them says, the person who had the 5 chapatis, he had the greater amount. He says, I had 5 chapatis. You had 3 chapatis. We have 8 dirhams. So I should take 5 dirhams. And you should take 3 dirhams as fair. And I think most of you would possibly agree with me that that's fair. Unless there are some, you know, possibly some geniuses out there who may be thinking differently. But the other person, he says, no. He's given it to us 2, so you should divide it in half. I'll take half, I'll take 4, you take 4. So now they're both arguing. One says, no, not 4. I should be given 5. You should be given 3. The other one says, no, we should both be given 4 each. The matter comes to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu kareem. When he hears this, he says to the person who had 3 chapatis, he says, whatever he has given you, just accept it. If he has given you 3 dirhams, just accept it. But this person did not wish to accept. He says, no. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu then says, okay then, if you don't wish to accept this, he's giving you 4, you should take it, you don't wish to take it, then the actual ruling is that you should only be given 1 dirham and he should be given 7. You should have accepted 3, if you did not want to accept 3, then you should only be given 1 dirham and he should be given 7 dirhams. And they're both thinking, wow, my dear viewers, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Do you understand why Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu has said such? That the person who had 3 chapatis, he should only be given 1. And the person who had 5 chapatis, he should be given 7 of the 8 dirhams. Some of you may wish to, you know, take a second to think about it. Take a second and think about it. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the answer. Why was it that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the one with 5 chapatis, he should be given 7 dirhams, and the one with 3 chapatis, he should only be given 1 dirham out of the 8? So then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gives the reason. Why is it that the person with 3 chapatis was only to be given 1 dirham? He says, the reason being was that you had 3 chapatis, he had 5 chapatis. Together you had 8 chapatis. Every single one you divided between you 3 individuals. So 8 chapatis, when they are divided by 3, how many pieces do you have? You have 24 pieces altogether. There are 24 pieces, you all ate 8 pieces. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that your 3 chapatis, when you broke them into pieces, 3 chapatis, each being broken into 3 pieces, you now have 9 pieces. And he says, this person who had 5 chapatis, if you divide them into 3, each chapati, if you to share it amongst 3, then you will have 15 pieces. He says to the person with 3 chapatis, that altogether yours were 9 pieces. You ate 8 pieces. You gave 1 piece to the 3rd guest. And he says to the person with 5 chapatis, altogether yours were 15 pieces. You also ate 8 pieces, and there were 7 remaining, and you gave them to the guest. So then the guest also ate 1 of your piece and 7 of this person's pieces. So he too ate 8 pieces. But you, the person with three chapatis, you only gave him one piece. And this person, the person with five chapatis, he actually gave him seven pieces. So from the eight dirhams, you should only gain one dirham, and this person shall gain seven dirhams. And this is how it was distributed. Dear viewers, now again, this, subhanAllah, this question itself, even those people who are possibly sitting with you, how many of you, well, I hope you understood it, that depends on my explanation, my dear viewers, but I hope I have explained it properly. Now, the question for you is, how many of you were able to, yes, I hope you're able to understand it overall, inshallah, but how many of you were able to come out with such an answer even before I had given the brilliant answer of Hazrat Ali al-Murtada, karamallahu wajhahu kareem. Now, I'll give you my personal experience. I first thought, yes, it should be shared 3 dirhams and 5 dirhams. SubhanAllah, I'm imagining many of you would have also thought the same, but this is the difference between us and such intellectual geniuses, such as Hazrat Ali al-Murtada, karamallahu wajhahu kareem, and reviews of Madani Channel. This is one individual we have spoke about, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So many viewers of Madani Channel, there are many more examples which can be given, but time, my dear viewers, does not allow us. Inshallah, if you join us for our next episode, then you shall hear more about these great individuals, these great intellectual geniuses. Now, you must remember that, you know, there's not only one thing, it's not only knowledge, no. It's not based on knowledge, no. But along with the knowledge, it requires intelligence, the ability to understand the knowledge, the ability to apply the knowledge, and also wisdom, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now, what is the lesson to be learned from the story which we just heard? What is the wisdom in this story? It is, at first, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he did not immediately give the answer. In terms of the chapati, the dispute between those two individuals, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he did not immediately give the answer. He just said to the person complaining, he says, "You've been given three, just be happy with three." And that person, he's taking five, that's fine. Just accept it. So he advises the person. Which means you don't always come out with the ruling. Why? Because sometimes you could keep them both happy in another way. But because that person was stubborn, because that person did not wish to agree, he wanted the ruling. He wanted a judgment. For this reason, then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gave him the judgment. But in actual fact, you should only gain one dirham and he should gain seven. If you had listened to me before, then you would have gained 3 dirhams. But now, because you did not listen, then this is the situation. Another lesson we can take from this, my dear viewers, is when an elderly person, when he advises his elderly, a person who has, or especially in terms of knowledge, Islamically, my dear viewers, a scholar, when a scholar advises us, sometimes we do not understand the reason. Sometimes we do not understand the reason. Accept it, my dear viewers. And if you wish to know the reason, then ask the reason. No harm in asking the reason, my dear viewers. But sometimes we should accept things, especially when it's from a sahih al-aqidah, a person who has sahih aqidah, a scholar, when they advise us, then we should listen to them, we should respect them, we should honor our scholars. This is our lesson for today, my dear viewers. Inshallah, in our next episode, we shall be hearing more about an intellectual genius. Who shall we be speaking about? SubhanAllah, there are so many options. Join us for our next episode and you shall find out. For now, continue to watch Madani Channel. Continue to send salawat upon the greatest of mankind. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
بسيد الأضحى بسيد الأضحى بسيد الأضحى. Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity in your life. Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak.